This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. I recently sat on a plane next to a 60-year-old family physician who practices medicine in a medium-sized city. As we talked, I learned that he was on his way home from a medical convention. He works in a busy practice, but he says he still tries to attend 1 to 2 conventions each year, often in distant, exciting locations. His main goal at these conventions is to relax and have some fun rather than learning things. He boasts about the free food and gifts he received just for listening to a salesperson make a pitch. He pulls out of his pocket a shiny high-tech pen he received with the drug company's logo engraved on the side. Now, the doctor acknowledges that he has a hard time keeping up with all the new drugs on the market. In fact, 80% of the drugs on the market that he can prescribe were developed after he graduated from medical school. That's why 2 to 3 days every week, he invites a drug company sales representative into his office to tell him what he needs to know about new drugs. He tells me, with pride, that they also give him free samples to try with his patients. Now, like most doctors, he feels he is never influenced to prescribe a drug company's drug by the sales visits or the small gifts he receives. He decides what he will prescribe on his own. He does acknowledge, though, that his colleagues, even most of his colleagues, are highly likely to be influenced by these promotional activities. He can't explain to me why he feels he's less susceptible to industry influence, but he says he just is. He gets angry when I ask him if there are benefits of using older, well-tested, less expensive drugs rather than the newer drugs that haven't been well-studied. He interrupts to tell me that he wishes the government would just stay out of his business with all of their guidelines and scientific evidence. He doesn't like being told what to do. Now, in many ways, the drug companies have been masterful at suggesting to doctors ways to use their drugs while making the doctors feel that they're in the driver's seat. This is despite dozens of studies that show that drug companies have a profound influence on doctors' prescribing, and that these sales activities often lead to doctors making worse drug choices for their patients. So what can you do to make sure your doctor isn't being swayed by the drug salespeople? Well, ask directly, "Hey doctor, I'm wondering, do you ever see drug salespeople?" If you find this promotional back scratching objectionable and a major cause for higher drug costs, well, find a new doctor. It won't be hard, given that many group practices now forbid doctors to meet with salespeople or receive free drug samples. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.